Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've already been listening, thank you for that. That means you're a very smart person. And those of you who just tuned in, look what you got to look forward to. You're going to be known as a very smart person by listening, because you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I want to introduce you to a new friend. His name is Chika Onyani. And Chika was born in Africa. He's a black man. He's been in America now for more than 30 years, and he has some things to say about his race, about the black community, the black race, and he's put all those thoughts down in his book. And I want to read, before I tell you the title of the book, I want to read a proverb that he has in his book that I like a lot. It's an African proverb, and here it is. It is not what you called me. It is not what you called me. But what I answer to, that matters. It is not what you call me, but what I answer to, that matters. Chika Onyani, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here, and I want to congratulate you on your book. I want to congratulate you on your courage, on the intellectual honesty that, around which you developed your book. And the title of Chika's book, folks, is Capitalist Nigger. Now, Chika, in your book, you say you actually identify the definition of that word, the second word there, as based on what Webster says, Webster's dictionary says. And here's what Chika says that the book that the word means. Nigger has come to rank as perhaps the most offensive and inflammatory racial slur in English. It is otherwise a word expressive of racial hatred and bigotry. Now, Chika, as a black man writing about these topics, why did you decide to use that word in your title?
Well, as you rightly said in the dictionary, that is how it has been defined. And as you noted also in the beginning, that the African proverb that it is not what you call me, that but what I answer to, that matters most. The word nigger has been used by white people to denigrate and disrespect African Americans and black people. And, you know, we pay too much attention to that word. And when white people use the word nigger, what do? As black people, we start hollering, and we go to the barricades and all those things. We make all kinds of noises. And some of us, I felt that it is time that we make that word irrelevant, because really, I am not a nigger. My name is Chika Onyani. That is not, I don't answer to the word nigger. Mm-hmm. So when somebody says to me nigger, it doesn't really apply to me, no matter what kind of connotation and what and what it has, how it has been used in the past before. So the reason I use that word is to make it irrelevant as it applies to black people. I want them to stop feeling inferior when somebody says that word. Because when we do that, we are making the white people who say it superior to us. That is why I use that word nigger, capitalist nigger.
Well, now why did you put capitalist in front of it? Tell us the reason for that.
Well, the reason is that as the book makes clear that the Negroid race, as naturally endowed as any, is culpably a non-productive race. The black race is a consumer race and depends on other communities for its culture, its language, its feeding, and its clothing.
Now you're saying that the black race is a consumer race and an unproductive race.
Well, I mean, everything that we use are made by other people, by white people, by yellow people, by brown people, and we just spend all our money consuming what others produce. Mm-hmm. So we are not in the productive sector, but in the consumer sector.
The consumer sector, yeah.
If you look at what is happening, what I tell my brothers and sisters is just to look around where they are sitting, what they are using to work with, and all those things, and they will see what I am talking about. Mm-hmm. It's not like I am making it up.
Chica, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, I'm going to ask Chica what he thinks, what his advice would be for the black Americans, the folks out there of the African American race that are, and what he thinks they should be doing, what they should be thinking, how they should be working, and what they should be owning. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. Chica Onyani is our guest. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and my blog, all right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can actually also go back and listen to any of the interviews that we do here on the show over and over again. We keep them up on the right up front on the blog for a couple of weeks, and then they go into the rest of the archives after that. Chica Onyani is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He is a new friend. He has a book out. It's been out about 4 years now, and the title that he gave his book is Capitalist Nigger. If you just tuned in, Chica is an African American, and he's lived in this country for about 38 years. And I want to read one paragraph or part of a paragraph, Chica, from chapter one. I'm tired of hearing the black race always blaming others for their lack of progress in this world. I'm tired of their whining and victim mentality. I'm tired of listening to the same complaint day in, day out. Racism this, racism that. I'm tired of talking to people who have one mindset, talking of who did this and that to them. Now, tell us what you mean by that.
Well, the problem is that there is too much blame on other people instead of us looking in the mirror and looking at the culprit of our misfortune, you know. And if you look around, you see why we are not doing well. Why are we not doing well? For instance, I live in East Orange, New Jersey. The city is 95% black. If you go to the corner stores anywhere, there is nothing controlled by black people. When you look, when you go to a store and look behind the counter, who is there behind the counter is not a black person. I mean, that is a shameful thing.
So you think black Americans, Chica, should start taking more ownership of America? They should start owning things, not just being consumers.
Well, that is what has to happen. For instance, as I said in the book, when you go to the so-called capital of black America, that is Harlem, go from 110th Street to 155th Street, go to all the stores, go from one store to another. It's a shameful thing. I mean, you want to cry. How can we have a community that doesn't control its own economy?
You're saying because the businesses are not owned by blacks, they're owned by Hispanics and Indians and Koreans and that sort of other minority. They're owned by other minorities, not black.
Well, that is what is happening. That is why I have what I call the spider web doctrine.
Yeah, tell us. Hold on to that thought, Chica. He calls it the spider web doctrine. Now, tell us what that means.
Well, you know what a spider does. A spider spins its web, and if a fly comes in there, that the web traps the spy, I mean the fly. This is the same doctrine that the Indians, the Chinese, the Koreans, they have developed. When, if you were to extrapolate that into economic theory, when a dollar comes into a community, that $1 becomes $8. Eventually, it becomes $164 because that community is patronizing, using the money to patronize one another.
You're saying that if you give a dollar to an Indian business or a Hispanic business, that dollar stays in that community, that ethnic community, because they continue to do business with each other.
Well, that is what happens. This is the Indians have perfected that because they only buy from one another. I mean, I'm not saying black people should not do business with other people. But charity begins at home, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
We have to learn how to stop being, stop looking down on what we produce in the black community or how we are always very suspicious of black businesses. That is the first thing. If you have a black store and a white store together, one next to each other, and they are offering the same quality of products, the same quality of services, black people will go to the white store.
Let me ask you a question. Why do you think there isn't more black ownership in America? Who's responsible for that?
Black people are responsible for it.
Not the white establishment, not the government, not the big corporations.
No, black people are responsible for the fact that we don't have enough ownership in America. Because
are you saying that there's plenty of opportunity, there's plenty of assistance, there are plenty of resources to help black Americans have ownership of businesses and their own world?
Yeah, listen, I am not saying that there hasn't been racism. Of course, there is racism.
There's still racism. There will always be racism.
We can't blame racism for everything. There will always be racism. There is racism everywhere. You know, so if we, in the year 2050, in the year 3000, are we as black people going to be shouting racism? Are we going to be shouting slavery?
Right.
Is that what we are going to be shouting all the time?
Stand by. Chiki Onyane, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He's the author of the book Capitalist Nigger. That's his title. And we're going to talk about this some more. When we come back, I'm going to ask him who is helping the black community and who's hurting the black community. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingham, the small business advocate, and Chiki Onyane is our guest. And folks, I failed to mention earlier that he's a publisher and editor-in-chief of the African Sun-Times. And Chiki, tell us about that book, about that paper.
Well, it's a weekly in New York, and it's the largest African newspaper in the country. And, this is our 16th year of publishing.
Congratulations. You got a website?
Yes, www.africansuntimes.com.
All right, check that out, folks. And can the book Capitalist Nigger, your book of 4 years, it's a national bestseller and it's doing very well in Africa, you're telling me.
Well, it's the number one best-selling business book in the whole of Africa.
Really? Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, let's talk about who is helping and who is hurting the black community. Who is in the way? Who is standing in the way of helping black Americans to take more ownership of their lives and to literally take more ownership of their own assets, businesses, and that sort of thing? Who's in the way?
Well, I blame black leaders because they are more interested in grandstanding. It's not about what kind of economic activities are black people generating? For instance, black community, the black community, generates in revenue $850 billion a year.
That's how much they spend.
That is the amount of money that comes into the black community.
That they spend. Is that the income from black paychecks?
From black paychecks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That
okay.
is the amount of money that
billion.
Comes into the black community.
Right.
A year. Uh-huh. If the black community was a country, it will rank number 7. It will come before Canada. Canada mm-hmm. will be number 8. That is the kind of money that comes into the community.
Right.
But actually, only $50 billion of that money comes back into the black community as business. The others are spent.
But that's because
other people's products.
Because there are not enough black businesses for the folks to spend it for black people to spend it with. But now, what would you say to the black audience listening right now? What would you tell them? What's your advice to them about starting businesses?
Well, it's necessary that we begin. That there is always the excuse, the banks don't give us the money. Mm-hmm. The banks don't do the business. The government doesn't do this. But we have it in our within ourselves to make sure that if a black, you see, Jim, the problem is when, as I said earlier, when a black business comes up, blacks don't patronize that business. Mm-hmm. They make excuses. They say, when you go to the black store, they are going to offer us inferior products. I was
in Africa, and this guy said to me, we have this, when I was talking about the inferiority complex of black people, because the book is about the black race. It's not just about black people in America. It's mm-hmm. about black people all over the world.
Right.
We have the same mindset. Mm-hmm. And this guy was telling me, I went to from South Africa. He flew South African Airways, which was piloted by whites. Mm-hmm. And when he got to Kenya, when he was coming back, he was taking Kenyan Airways, which was piloted by blacks.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, my first thought was, I am going to die.
Oh, my.
You understand? Because mm-hmm. he saw black pilots. It is the same thing all over the world about black people.
But Chica, to fix this, we've got to fix it in the communities. We've got to fix it in the schools. It seems to me we've got to help the black children have role models that are not just gangster rap artists. I mean, Clarence Thomas, the Supreme Court Justice, why wouldn't he be a role model for black children? You know, he should be. People like that, and people like Michael Steele, the Lieutenant Governor of Maryland, would be another good example. Chica, I'm afraid we've run out of time. Will you come back another day? You've got more to talk to us about.
Thank you so much. I thank you, Jim, for inviting me.
I enjoyed it. I hope you did. And the book is called Capitalist Nigger. Is it available wherever books are sold?
Yeah, it's available all over the bookstores.
Including online by Chica Onyani. That's Onyeani. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for joining us today. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.